Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Sarah Bradbury, and we're at the 80th edition of the Venice Film Festival, and I'm joined today with the director of new series, I Know Your Soul. Yasmina, thank you so much for joining us. Maybe you could begin with a brief introduction to this incredible show. What can audiences expect when they watch it?
I hope they will have a lot of emotions and thoughts. I know for my region, for Bosnia, I have feeling because we are not discussing a lot of these topics that are in a film, which are about parenthood, that people would have a show as a friend who would offer them a different perspective on their own problems. I have hope that it will help them go through, because following Nevena and her problems with Dino, which is so openly shown, might help a lot of parents to cope with their own issues, which maybe they cannot share with others. They are maybe ashamed, or they don't know how to communicate. So this would be fantastic if audience gets it from the show.
I know it's the first series that you've worked on, so maybe you can tell us a bit about why you wanted to make it and how this real-life suicide case and, you know, a one-off conversation you had with your own teenage daughter sort of sparked the idea.
Yeah, it's, I did one TV series, which was The Last of Us in US, but this is Bosnian one, which is completely different, as if I'm doing completely other stuff. But the whole process is very different to films, and it asks for really marathon patience and creativity that you cannot afford to stop for a second. It always has to work. That's a main difference. Did you ask also something else?
And sorry, the inspiration, you know, the story was sparked, the idea behind it.
Yes, there was a real case, suicide, which really disturbed our society. It was very much discussed and very much polarized our public, because father of a boy who committed suicide came out with names of the kids that he believed were guilty for his suicide, and suddenly the whole society was, you know, crazy, what's going on, and people wanted justice, and the facts were showing different than what father is doing. And because we are a society where people don't trust the juridical system, they don't trust politicians, they all thought, okay, it's a case of corruption, and if our kids are not safe, then the whole society doesn't make sense. So it was so much discussions that I was really reading everything and was so involved with this emotionally. In one moment, I wanted to discuss this issue because my daughter knew about it, and I wanted her to learn about it in a right way. So I told her, look, if you have ever experienced some kind of mobbing or something which is bullying or molesting, please talk to us parents. And she was, I was shocked that she said, I would never talk to you. I have my own dignity. And suddenly I realized, okay, I'm opening now a completely different world where I thought I know my daughter, but actually she's thinking something which I couldn't even guess it's in her head. Then it came the question of how much we really know our kids. The whole show is actually about it. The other cases that come in the show are also questioning the same thing. Do we really know what's going on with our kids? Do we really, can we trust our relationship in old ways, or we have to always examine new ways to look at our kids?
And this central character of Nevena, you know, played absolutely formidably by Jasna, who I know you've worked with before. So tell us about creating this character. You know, it feels really striking to have a woman of a certain age, you know, really breaking with some of the stereotypes that you might see usually as a protagonist of a series like this. And why was she the right actress to play her?
So I worked with Jasna before in Quo Vadis, Saida, and I knew what she's capable of. I was looking for actress who is able to have a very gentle approach to her son, but also to be very serious, professional, and that you trust that she could do so much with, you know, that she's dangerous a little bit in her work because how serious she is. And there are scenes where she's really facing a criminal and not having any fear. But when it comes to her own son, there are a lot of ambiguities. You want to be a mother, you want to help your son, but also you're a prosecutor because you want to know the facts. And Jasna was able to play these both very opposite things at the same time.
I think we're out of time, but thank you so much for sharing all that with us.
Thank you.
This is Fred Film Radio, Festival Insider. Thanks so much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.